With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says it's time for the federal government to play a role in keeping Washington, D.C. residents safe.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Haya Panjabi reports on developments in a manhunt following that fatal shooting in Montana.
Authorities say the man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody. The capture of the man prompted a lockdown of a neighborhood. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown was captured 7 days after the August 1st shooting at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. That's about 100 miles from Missoula. Montana authorities have not said what sparked the shooting. Brown served in the Army as an armor crewman and was deployed to Iraq. Authorities said Brown lived next door to the bar. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Fast-moving wildfires in Southern California forced thousands to evacuate and prompted emergency declarations in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Joseph D. Leonardi says a canyon fire encircled his cul-de-sac and told ABC 7 Los Angeles he is very grateful.
Last night, when these men were here, the fire, the flames, the actual flames started back in back of this house. And they wrapped all the way around 180 degrees on that ridge, all simultaneous. It was a firework show for 6 hours.
The canyon fire, which ignited Thursday afternoon, has scorched nearly 5,000 acres already. Authorities warn the fire is still growing rapidly. This is SRN News. Gay pride events seem to be going out of style, at least for the moment. Here's Michael Harrington.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. military chaplaincy is marking 250 years, even as the military as a whole does so as well. In 1775, a year before there was a United States, and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since, saying simply, "We need chaplains." 250 years later, across the globe, thousands of clergy in uniform continue the mission. This is SRN News. Former EPA Chief of Staff Mandy Gutierrez is calling out what she calls a green energy hoax.
At the heart of this climate scam was selling out the U.S. economy to countries like China and India that have horrendous environmental records. And Sean O'Brien and the folks that he represents, really the workers at these industrial operations and these factories, they have struggled to compete for a long time.
And she says the hoax is not harmless. It's been hurting American workers.
You had jobs being pulled away from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, rural places like where I live, and popping up overseas, all in the name of the eco-left's climate change agenda, where it made it much harder to build in this country. It made it harder for jobs to grow and for communities to flourish.
Mandy Gunasekara was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.